The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So, out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is. Take it back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. What a beautiful gospel reading on this Labor Day weekend, celebrating the work of our hands, productivity. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, St. Paul says, "Never grow tired of doing good." Never grow tired of doing good, because at the end, you will be rewarded. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, St. Paul also says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard," talking about the glorious things God has in place for us at the end of time. Now, why am I saying this? 3 months before I came to the United States, about 3 years ago, my dad passed, and my brother and I went to see him in the morgue, and he says to me, "So this is it. So this is it. After all the toil, after all the labor, just at the time he was to begin to reap the fruit of his labor? Nothing. Why should I bother? Why should I make all the effort? Why should I strive? Why should I go to school? My dad was a major in mathematics and economics. At a time when it was difficult, you know, education was barely talked about in his time. He struggled. He made sure he went to school and did the best for us to go to school. And my brother was there looking at him and said, why all the toil? Why should I labor? And the Lord put it in my heart to say, do you remember the parable of the talent? Now I know where it's from. Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. It would be double tragedy if you have been given talent, if you have been given opportunities, and you did not use it. Because no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has prepared for us. We must use our talents, our time, and our treasure while in this world. Not like the one who was given one. Everyone has been given according to his own ability. Why be envious of the other? There is no competition. There is no competition. God has given us, he has endowed us according to our own abilities. And we must put in our best. Productivity. Otherwise, it will be double tragedy. You do not use a talent here, you're going to be told like this man who buried his one talent. You lazy and wicked servant. You were not productive. So as we gather this weekend, many have traveled, or some did not because they've had a busy summer. Let us thank God for the gift we have received from him. The opportunity to serve, to work. The talent, the intellectual ability, the strength to wake up every morning and keep going and keep grinding. It is never a waste. It is never a waste. We must keep doing good. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, never, never grow tired of doing good. May our mother continue to watch over us who have devotion to her. May we never grow tired of doing good. Amen.